Blog Talk Radio.
Melissa Ambers presents the best and hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, Gotham Talk, where we talk to entertainers, business owners, comedians, and everybody who's somebody about what they're doing right. We're bringing you the best conversations regarding business, current affairs, and how it relates to you. Buckle up. It's going to be a great show.
Hi, welcome to the show today. We are on with a freestyle topic today, and our topic is talking about high-profile women in the media. You know, your various women like your Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Serena, Sakara, Monique, just to name a few. And we're on today with a special guest, Van Davis. Van, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We are fine. And we're also on with my co-host today, Mary Boyce. Hey, Mary.
Hey. Hey, Melissa, how are you? Hello, guest.
Good. So we have Van on, and who else do we have on the line?
This is Shirley.
Yeah, hi, Shirley. Thank you for joining us on the show. Okay,
Shirley, so. Where am I from?
Yes.
I am based out of New York City.
All right, New York. So we are on today. We have Van, of course, which is a male, and we have Shirley, which is female, myself and Mary, female. And in the news, we've been having a lot of talk about, you know, butt injections, losing weight, special dieting, all of this craziness going around. So let's start with the male point of view. Van, so
yes,
you
ma'am.
Look at the... You know, you're looking at the videos, you're looking at television, and you see all the stuff going on in, hey, man to the man. What do you think about all the stuff going on in women and, you know, so concerned about their image?
It, to me, sometimes it actually gets tiring, you know, worrying about. And I understand that society has this image that they want to portray about certain people, especially, you know, the African-Americans. But to me, it just really gets tiring that people have to take so much time to make themselves look a certain way. I'm a natural kind of person, so I don't need all of that different, you know, extra. I consider it as being extra.
Okay, well, you say you call it extra, or you say you call it extra because they take too much time to do it, or you appreciate the time that they put in to do it?
I don't know if I appreciate it, but I say it's extra because they put too much time and too much emphasis on, you know, what's going on with them. I mean, I don't see a reason in, you know, a lot of females. We're talking about the celebrities, so I stick with the celebrities, you know. Taking,
no, we just make like, general as well, the everyday woman.
I this not gonna be no woman bash. I mean, no man bash when I say this. That.
No,
this is called
out. All right, cool. Well, I prefer like the whole natural thing. You know, you have females that feel like they can't go outside unless they have the extra eyelashes or the weave down in their butts, and injections is just a whole different story, to be honest. I mean, I don't see the purpose in it. To me, it just seems like there are a lot of the women that's doing all that just really don't love themselves like they probably should. They're trying to put out this big image for everyone else, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, some that stuff has to come out regardless whoever you end up with, when you're in the house by yourself, it comes out. So I think it's kind of unfair, you know, to not let a person actually see who you really are. My opinion.
Okay, so Mira, what do you think about what he just said?
Dan, are you if you don't mind me asking, are you married or are you in a relationship?
Not at the moment. I'm just getting out of work.
Mm-hmm. Do you have children?
No children.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to ask you from that perspective, because a lot of times, and this you're right, it's not a male back situation, so don't take it wrong. But a lot
Go ahead.
Of times, men, men say that they don't that they want natural and they don't like all the extras, but they find themselves in some ways attracted to. And I'm not saying you personally, but I'm saying some other guys I've heard say that. Different women that they look at when they watch videos and look at magazines and all that stuff. It turns out they are attracted. That's what a lot of young women that feel that they're competing against. So, I get if men think feel that way, it's good if they really take it off way. Not make us feel like, okay, you're my girl, I love you, but then looking at, you're looking at really number, women that I do know.
I get what you're saying, but it's still about because of the point. A lot of times it doesn't matter what guys say or think about some females. I could tell you that I want a natural woman all day, and I get what you're saying, but I can say I want a natural woman all day. I look on the video, and of course, I'm going to get excited because she looks good. I mean, it is what it is, but it still all boils down to what do I prefer next to me? What do I prefer when it comes time to say, hey, I do.
Right.
I don't want all that extra. I'm not going to lie. If I see a woman passing down the street and she looks good, you're doggone right. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to give her some woo-woo eyes or whatever the case is. I'm a male. It is what it is.
Right, but that
but
does send
the fact is, it's still just an image.
Yeah, but that does send a mixed message that I think is coming. Because I'll give you an example. My husband, I have natural hair. I have sister locks. My husband he says he loves them, and I believe him. But like years ago when we were younger, he used to always say he didn't like women wear a lot of makeup. I didn't need a lot of makeup. He liked women wearing a lot of makeup. And then some of the women that he said that he thinks would start wearing attractive, they did wear makeup. It's just kind of natural. And some of the women that he thought had natural hair, it was natural. You know what I mean? A guy's just, a lot of times, the guys just, everything starts natural.
Breaking up real bad. I'm telling you.
Hey, Mary. Mary, you're trying to break it up. I don't know if it's air in the bag, but it's like you're going in and out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me get up first. Anyway, did you get into that? Okay. Is this better?
Yeah. It's a little airy, but it's still better, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I was saying that. A lot of guys, what they think is natural isn't natural. Like women, I was saying my husband, some of my friends that have weeds and have different things up their hair, he can't even tell. So he thinks that, this is so and so's hair and this is so and so's lashes and all that. So what I'm saying is a lot of times what guys consider natural is really women really put a lot of work into it. Wow.
Okay. True.
Go for it.
I get that. a lot of guys really don't pay a lot of attention to a lot of things. I think I have kind of an advantage because I was practically brought up by a village of females. So I think I'm able to recognize a lot of things that some others probably wouldn't. It is not easy to tell if a woman has her real hair in, or, you know, sometimes the eyelashes, you know, can look a certain way, or the caked up makeup. But the fact of the matter is, I guess I still don't understand why it is you have to hide behind all that all the time. Now, true enough, I understand a woman wants to feel pretty. A woman wants to feel beautiful. A woman wants the attention of a man, regardless if it's her man or whoever. You know, they want their attention, and that's fine. But when you feel like that's your main source of existing, then I don't know. It just seems a bit fraud and unfair to a certain extent. Yeah, sometimes if you do have your weave in your hair and it's probably not real, then, I mean, whose fault is that when the man becomes a bit turned off when he finally realizes that, okay, your hair is not as long as you said it is? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we're always bashed because when we actually see what, you know, females actually have to go through to be pretty or to look a certain way, to put on that image, then, you know, we're always said it's unfair because, okay, but this is not who I met. The person that mm-hmm. I met had hair at least down to her shoulders, and her skin was just as smooth as all outdoors, and her eyelashes was, you know, nicely groomed. But when we get to the house and we find out that half of the hair that you had in your head is laying on the counter, we see that all the makeup. Yes, it's like that. I'm going to get you, sucker, when she just starts taking her body parts apart. You know, that's not who I met. And I think it just needs to be, I think you guys need to be a little bit more reasonable and fair when the guy comes and tries to at least, you know, comes to approach you. Because most times it's nothing more than a representative that the guys is looking at. And don't get me wrong, some these guys these days are doing it too, so I'm not going to make it seem as if I'm just being, you know, unreasonable with females. You know, guys put on that fake crap too, but I just think it just needs to be a little bit more, I can't think of the word I'm looking for right now. I think y'all just need
look, authentic.
Okay, Shirley, yeah. Tell us what are your thoughts. can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. It's so interesting listening to the male perspective because from my experience, like me and my friends, we sit around and we talk about this all the time, how, you know, most of what we do is for men and vice versa. And if men weren't sort of buying into it or chasing us down, we would have to shift and choose something differently as far as, like, a parent. So, I don't know if I believe that, and not to say that this is what you were saying, but I don't know if I believe that all men or most men don't feel makeup and women getting pretty and about makeup. Like for myself, when I wear makeup, I usually don't wear it in my day-to-day when I go to work or when I'm out on the street. I usually wear it like when I'm getting dressed up to go to an event or to a party or go meet my friends out for brunch or for dinner or something, and I do it to enhance my look, and I like to have fun with it. I like to, it's sort of like I see myself as a canvas. Like, I get to, you know, put beautiful lipstick and lip gloss on and pretty up my eyes and make my eyelashes pop. So I think everybody's intentions are also different. You do have some women who lean heavily on makeup
because they hate who they are and they hate the way they look, and or they're trying to cover up bruises and marks. Then you have women like me who just have fun with it and use it to enhance what we already have. But, you know, that all stems from, you know, the motive or the intent as to why you do what you do all stems from, you know, beliefs about yourself.
I just want to chime in right quick.
Okay.
Hello? I'm sorry. Ahead. I apologize. But I just want to clear something up, like, right quick. I'm not necessarily saying that we are against it. I think the main thing is we just want to know who you are and what you actually have and what you don't have. I don't know if that sounds right or not, but we just want to know, you know, if you have short hair, okay, great, fine, that's wonderful. You know, that's not going to take away from anything, but when you're when the only thing that we actually see for years and years and years until a person actually gets into a real relationship or even goes as far as marriage and they finally see, you know, who you are or what, you know, what you actually have, then, and I know it kind of seems like it's a bit superficial, but I don't think.
But man, okay, right? You have these women, like Shirley was saying, you want to play around. So, yeah, you have short hair. But today I feel like I want to be Beyonce, so let me put on my long hair and let me shake it, curl it, do whatever I want to do with it. I may want to be blonde today and then go back to my color tomorrow. So, what I mean, there's women that just like to play around, you know, with their looks. The same difference with, you know, a man. We may see you dressed up all the time, but the real you is a blue jeans, tennis shoe, T-shirt type of guy. But you just feel in that mode to, you know, I just feel like in that dressy mode right now.
And that's fine. I mean, I'm not the one who only wants to see a plain Jane person or anything like that. I that's really not what I was trying to say. I mean, I want to see you dressed up, dolled up. You know, I love a pretty looking woman just like the next guy. But I just want to know, hey, is this really you? You know, if you're gonna take it off, take it off. Let's go hang out and go sit at the park without all that. You know, be plain for one.
There's no real way, realistically speaking, Stan. I know exactly what you're saying, but maybe you can help me with it. I don't think there's any real way to say to somebody, like on a first date, okay, this is, you know, I'm wearing the weed. I mean, I don't think people should have to present themselves that way.
It's not a real way.
I would hope not. That's not what I'm saying.
Hold on now. There's no way to, you know, just flat out say that. That's awkward. But also, we are living in a society where everybody's fronting. Everybody is stunting. Like, it's not only like the man having to wait to figure out, wait, hold on, girl, those not your real eyelashes? Hold on, that's not your real hair? But also women who are like, wait, that car is leased? Hold on, your credit is how bad? Like, you know, go on anybody's Instagram or Facebook. We all have our most beautiful
That's
pictures
a different
are the
show
ones
right
we
there,
post.
I think.
Well, no, it speaks to what I'm saying. Like, through our social media, what we put up front is our best image, always. So, one, it always takes time, you know, to dig deep and learn the many different layers of a woman or a man. And also, like, you know, it comes from people just being authentic and being true, you know, and you might have a chick who you take her out to dinner on the first date and a conversation happens and it leads to, so is that your real hair? And she's like, no, this ain't mine. You know, so I know I would say something like that if you ask.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I like that point is because the more you see somebody, you will know, because you know what I mean. You know, because somebody's gonna have, you know, curly hair one day, straight hair another day. So it won't take you long past the first date to see that. But I want to say I think that this generation more than past generations. I mean, and I think I'm probably a little older than all three of you. But like, there was a time when if a woman probably under 50 had a wig on, it would be like a stigma. You know what I mean? And now women proudly and let you know that they're wearing a wig. They acknowledge their wig. You know what I mean? So I think that we are getting more authentic in it, and it feels like people change their hair like they change their outfit. You know, but I think.
Wow.
I think I have a 17-year-old son, and he has an 18-year-old sister. He's seen, and her friends, he's seen it all. He's seen every hairstyle, every weed, everything like that. So I think he will, because he's coming from a generation where he's been raised with that, he will be more, you know, he'll probably know that that's just a I don't want to say a prop. That's just an accessory, you know.
Wow. Well, we've talked about everything above the head. Let's take it down some. The other big thing, and I just cannot understand this, is seeing waist trainers. That is so stupid to me. Well, okay, women, we got our girls, our fakes, we, you know, suck it in, do what we got to do. But a waist trainer? Come on.
Don't they give you back problems?
I heard they crush
like
reels.
Like your
they did. They said that they will. If you wear them long enough, they will start to crush your rib because it's literally constantly fucking you in. And people, they want that curve. And if you naturally don't have, put your own face, baby, and get whatever you can get through that face. And it's not going to come. Don't, you know, put that stuff on and harm your body like that. That is crazy to me. But men, you know, they have that sexy dress on and they're fitting, they got that curve, and like you say, when they start peeling off the layer, what's that song, Mars Day? Google move. How you get all that in them jeans? You saw a couple things and stuff just go pop, pop, pop.
Shirley, because I know you work a lot with celebrities and in the media and what have you. Do you think this new phase of really trying to achieve perfection or what's perceived as perfection is an impact of social media and all and the people feeling like they're at any moment that everything that they do is going to be posted somewhere for everyone to see? Because I remember when there was a time when black women especially sort of embraced their body image, their body type, whatever it was, you know, that's what it is, and they worked with it. But now it's like people like just want some kind of instant, you know, changes in their bodies, and I just wanted to know what you think influences that. You there, Shirley?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I feel like we have, a lot of us, which one, have lost our minds. And there's really, it just shows that there's really not a strong, a strong foundation as far as, we aren't really rooted and grounded in who we are. Like, I did a post for Black America Web about loving yourself, you know, and I feel like these tools, such as, like, waist trainers, which is a very lazy way of losing weight and losing inches off of your body, they're a reflection of us trying to be something we're not, you know, us trying to mimic what we're seeing all over the TV screen, what we're seeing all over social media. Absolutely. Social media and the celebrity world has a huge influence on this.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
so
agree.
How would you say it is? Because a lot of people tend to follow that and not understand those people are in the spotlight all the time. So they're doing things, okay, hey, pretty much let me get dressed up, I'm going out, I'm going to be in the spotlight. But when they go behind closed doors, you don't know how they're truly living their lives. And it's how can people get away from that? And even these guys walk around with these sagging pants. Oh, my God. Do you understand your Jay-Z, Lil Wayne? When these men go to business meetings and they're taking care of business, but they do not have their pants sagging.
Exactly.
You know, Nicki right. Minaj don't go in with a bra and panties on.
Right.
Her performance is her performance. She wears bikinis and stuff on stage, you know, with fishnets, all that stuff. That's part of her costume. When she goes to her business meeting, that lady goes in there with a suit on or some slacks or whatever, but she's looking professional. So, you know, how can we, you know, put it out there to understand the, you know, celebrities are celebrities, but, you know, come on, y'all, be realistic.
I've
been told that men have a lot to do with the way women are personifying themselves now, because of the fact that the way that society is going now, women are doing things to impress men. And mm-hmm. as they impress men, then men give them that sense of, oh, wow, okay, great. This is what I want. This is what I like. When in actuality, it's nothing but a quick piece for them 9 times out of 10. And after they finish with that, then they're going to go and look for the wifey type female. So I've always been told and that a lot of it has to do with the men. We haven't done a really good job at being the men that we were actually here to be. We've turned into hoes. We've turned absentee. We've turned just lazy and sorry. And the only thing that we worry about now is ourselves instead of trying to boost the esteem of women, instead of trying to boost our young boys up and everything. We're doing everything else except what we're supposed to be doing. So,
I absolutely agree. And it's like what we hear what people are rapping about and what you're talking about and whatever the thing that's popular, the Kim Kardashian of the world. It's the Nicki Minaj's of the world. We don't see people chasing after the BTS's.
Yeah, that's true.
That is so true. How many times do you hear, okay, only thing you hear, okay, Oprah's coming to town, Oprah's Oprah, but you don't see that they don't look at Oprah as that same image as let me dress like Oprah. It's more of let me look like a Nicki or a Lil' Kim, but not let me dress like Oprah. All they want is let me have Oprah money. But they don't want to dress like Oprah.
That's right.
Or
And you made it. I mean, that's the same old thing with, you're right, with how we've always said with entertainment and sports, you know, that's the thing we celebrate. We celebrate guys that are millionaires or superstars because of sports and entertainment. But how often do we celebrate the CEOs of companies and things like that. So we have it backwards in a lot of ways. But
right.
So what? So quickly, what are the solutions? I mean, where does this start? I'm a parent of a son and a daughter. I would hope that you know my husband and I are setting good role models for them. But we have it tough. We got a lot of competition. Rihanna and Tyler the Creator, all these people that I think at the end of the day, I think that we'll have the most impact on them. But it's tough, you know, it's tough out there, you know, trying to trying to make them realize that we know what we're talking about.
I haven't been saved all my life.
Go ahead, brother.
But you know, I remember how I was when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I believe anybody ask you that, leave that alone. I believe my mom did a very good job at doing whatever she could do. She prayed for some friends to come by and help. It took a village to raise me, for real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, my mom raised me at home, but there was absolutely no way mom could raise me when I go to school or when I'm just walking down the street, going to the store, whatever the case is. The neighborhood raises mm-hmm. most kids, especially
yeah.
if it's a one-parent household. A woman can do as much as she can for a male, but there has to be some kind of male in the house to give that extra push, that extra yank. Yeah, sometimes I hope I don't get in trouble on yourself for saying this, but yeah, sometimes the male needs to be there to punch the hell out of a dude, out of his son, because a mom
mm-hmm.
can't necessarily do it. So, I mean, but what else do you have? The only thing that parents these days can do, especially the one household parent, is do the best you can. You pray to God and pray that God sends you whoever you need to help you with your child. Parents can't raise their kids by themselves. It just can't happen. It just can't. I deal with kids. I've been dealing with kids for like 12 years, high school kids, and I hear a lot of the conversations that go on with it. Mothers these days are spending a lot of their time in the club, doing what we were just talking about a little bit earlier, trying to impress somebody else, forgetting about the child at home. You know,
oh.
So it's like, what do you do? You know, how do you go about doing
yeah.
it? It has to be someone else that God sends your way to help you raise the kids.
Wow. Shirley, what are your thoughts?
I'm sorry, I missed the question. But I know you were preaching.
No, we were just saying, what do you think could be? We know we don't have a solution, but just as individuals, what do you think that could be done to influence young women and young men to think more about their futures and the way they carry themselves and to realize these celebrities and stuff are not their true role models?
I think it all starts with self-mattering. I think every person has to not just get, but grasp and fully understand that they matter. And when you understand that you matter, you start to treat yourself differently, start to handle yourself in a different manner. You start to walk different, talk different. So I think it first starts with that. And as you said, it's all self-work. It's all self-work. And if people
mm-hmm.
can start to do that, and also starting at home, with starting to teach the children that they matter. I don't have kids, but I have a niece and nephew. And when I tell them things like, "You are so beautiful," they say things like, "I know, Auntie." Or I say, "You are so smart." I know, Auntie. They know that they matter. They know that they have a tribe and a village that cares for them so much. So when they grow up, I'm confident that they'll be less likely to do, to have some of the behavior that we were just talking about, you know, because of the things that started at home when they were younger.
And we all have the charge to be, if not a formal mentor to someone, at least we all know somebody who's watching us, whether we realize it or not. They're watching what we do. They're watching the way we carry ourselves. And if we can put ourselves and pour into somebody else's life, other than just family members, because everybody doesn't have somebody like that, you know, telling them good things. So I think we can all contribute that way. Wow.
But what about if what about if everybody is absentee?
If everybody, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we, the four of us on this phone, we can commit to reaching out to somebody. We all know somebody who lives in an absentee situation that doesn't have anybody pouring into them. And I think that's when we need to step up and try to have a positive influence.
I agree. And us knowing, it's not like we don't know. We do know that there are many people out there that need that type of support. So the community, mm-hmm. you know, we have a responsibility to step in for those that don't have that person to teach
That's right.
and to encourage.
That's
right. Wow. Well, the show is coming close to an end, and we're ending on a very high note. So I want to thank everyone for coming and joining in on the call and being open and honest with the dialogue. And, you know, I hope you continue to join us on Gossip Talk. And then, you know, since we're talking about teams, real quick, is there anything you can share? Because I know that you are in with the Young Life group and you work with a lot of kids. Is there something real quick you can share as far as when the next retreat is or anything like that that they can get in touch with the Young Life group?
Yeah, we do camp like twice a year. I'm not going this year. It's been my 12th year. I just needed a break. But it's one coming up in July for a week. But the next one is... You'd have to go online because we have... sections in every city, every state. Like if you're in New York or if you're in Alabama, then look online and they have different schools. So they're mainly in the schools, the high schools. So
okay,
what's
the website?
See. I'm sorry?
What's the website?
Younglife.com.
Okay.
And it'll come right up for you.
Okay, and it'll have all
Great.
The information of, you know, camps or anything that they you know, can participate in, pretty much to keep them out of trouble. So
yes,
they have all that information on.
Yeah, they even have wildlife. Wildlife is middle school. You can look it up. If I'm not mistaken, Wildlife is with Young Life's website also. If not, I'll double check and I can call you back and give you that information. But, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
And Cheryl, all right, Cheryl. Shirley offers, among other things, she has an inspirational segment on BlackAmericaWeb.com that's featured every Wednesday, right, Shirley?
Yep, every Wednesday.
And what's it called?
Well, you can just go to BlackAmerica.com and go to the blog tab, and then you'll see my name, Shirley Brene Williams.
Right, yeah, on
BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Shirley.
Cool.
Thank you, Van. And anyone that's listening, if you have any questions about the information we talked about or how to get in contact or either get the information for Young Life or for Black America Web, just send me an email at gossiptalk_texas@yahoo.com. Thank you again, everyone, and enjoy your night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks. Have a good one. Good night.